Conference record has joined the conference.
All right, are you there?
Yes.
Okay, good deal. Well, hi again. I'm Angela Gattuso. I'm with the Grateful Web, and I'm here today with fiddler and multi-instrumentalist Ruby Jane for an interview. So how's it going?
I'm doing really well. I'm getting ready to head to Fort Worth today for TV thing tomorrow and then show at McDavid Studio on Friday night in Fort Worth.
Okay, that's exciting. Do you have some other tours lined up after that? Are you going to be on the road for a while?
Well, kind of. We're just going to Fort Worth for this date and then coming back, and then got a few shows around Texas, and then in July we're heading to Finland for a few shows out there, which should be fun, and then we're just kind of back and forth, going out for a few dates and coming back and out for a few days and coming back, and then we'll probably doing more kind of touring, like going out for a month at a time, closer to the end of the year.
Oh, okay, cool. Is this going to be your first time over to Europe, or have you been to Finland at all before?
Well, I've been to France. I played in France a couple summers ago, but this will be my second time over there. Definitely my first time in Finland.
Well, that sounds exciting. I wish I could go do the same.
I know, it should be interesting. I've heard a lot of interesting things about Finland. I've heard really, really great things, and I've heard that food is kind of bad, so I have no idea what to expect.
Well, hopefully it goes more on the good side for you.
Yes, definitely.
Well, congratulations also on your high school graduation and your record release. How does that feel to have both of those accomplished, like on the same day or in the same week?
Oh, it's really weird, actually.
Yeah.
I always felt like these really big milestones, in the future. And now that they've both happened, I'm like, wow, okay, so what's next? it feels really good, actually, because they were both really important things happening in my life, and I was really eager to have both done. So now, now that that's done, it feels great, and now it's kind of focusing on that next year and the next kind of chapter and writing more music and touring the album and working, getting ready for the next album. So it's great.
Cool. I was reading on your blog that you are going to take that year off from school, but you do have plans to go to college thereafter. So in between, is that what you're going to focus on, is just writing the music and getting new material together then?
Well, I'm taking 1 year off, and really, I'll always be touring and playing music. That's always going to be number one for me. So it's not like, okay, I'm taking 1 year off tour, and then I'm going to a college for 4 years, and I'm not doing music anymore. It's really just, I graduated a year early from high school, so really now I'm taking that year to just take the time to really tour the new album and get it out there and utilize that time, and then just utilize the time so that I can really focus full-time on music and not be thinking about studies. It is really important to me to get a college degree, so after that year is up, I'll probably look into taking some of my college basics online. Like University of Texas has an online department, and I'll probably do that for a year and then, see what happens after that. Maybe take some classes at a brick-and-mortar college, just a few classes. But I'll always be, I'll probably end up having to take it all really slow just because I'll be focused on music, first and foremost. But getting a degree is definitely, really important to me.
Yeah, that sounds like a good plan. Do you have any ideas of what you might want to degree in at all, or just like you were saying, take those basic classes and then kind of see where you want to go from there?
Well, I'm sure it'll change, but right now I'm looking at, I really enjoy liberal arts, and I think it would be great to have a liberal arts degree, and I'm not necessarily getting a degree so that I can look into getting a job, just because, I kind of already have my goals lined out and my, my passion, I don't think that I will need a degree for that. I would just like a degree just to be a better educated person. And I really enjoy liberal arts, so I'm looking at maybe a liberal arts degree. I'm thinking about maybe getting possibly a business degree just so that I can be more business savvy, you know, for my career. Mm-hmm. And then I, you know, I also really love philosophy, so maybe like a minor in philosophy or something like that. That's what I'm looking at right now, but
yeah.
That's probably going to change.
Yeah, it's hard to make a simple choice like that, but like you were saying, there's plenty of time, so sure, figure it out. Well, I'm talking to students, I know that you had started your music with classical training and then kind of segued more into the bluegrass side. But since then, now that you're growing as a person, your music is changing and growing as well, what other kind of music are you interested in learning or maybe just trying your hand at?
Well, I've really experimented in a lot of different genres in the past, and there have been times, you know, it's funny because, you know, playing the fiddle, it was just like I really loved it because, you know, I was really free to play any genre that I wanted and explore all of the different genres. And it's really, you know, important to me to be well-rounded as a musician. So, you know, I was able to tour with all different kinds of bands. And but now I really feel like it's the time for me to hone my skills and to focus on my music and my sound, you know, so I'm not really focused on bouncing around anymore. You know, I'm sure maybe down the road, a few albums down the road, I'll put out some weird album, you know, that nobody is expecting. Right now I feel like it's really, you know, time for me as Ruby Jane and as an artist to have a sound, you know, because every great artist needs that sound and that defining quality to their music. And I want to have music that's unique from anything else. So right now I'm just really focused on, you know, with this album, really finding my sound. What is the Ruby Jane sound? And so that's really what I'm working on now. And maybe down the road will be, you know, when I'm a really well-established artist, you know, I'll be able to explore maybe some wacky, you know, things. And of course, as far as the genres of music that I listen to just all kinds of music, and I'm influenced by all kinds of music. But as far as the music that I put out, you know, I really right now am focused on, you know, capturing what that Ruby Jane sound is.
From all the different kinds of festivals that you played at that have a lot of younger bands and groups similar to yourself that are new and fresh to the music scene, is there anyone in particular that has really captured your attention or just inspired you even in creating your own sound?
Well, I mean, I'm inspired by a lot of different artists. As far as, like, you know, I obviously love a lot of older artists. You know, I'm really inspired by, you know, well, not older artists, but, like, artists like Tom Waits and John Lennon and the Rolling Stones and all these really well-established artists. As far as, like, I mean, were you asking about, like, newer artists on the scene that I've been inspired by or just artists in general?
I'm thinking newer artists because you've played different kinds of festivals with not bands that play the same kind of music as you, but they are a newer sound on the music scene. So is there anyone within that grouping of people that you picked up on?
Definitely a band that has had, like, a really big impact on my sound in the past, 5 months, and that had an impact on me in creating this album is My Morning Jacket. And I really love My Morning Jacket because I feel like James has really achieved creating a sound that's completely unique, and I was able to see them live at ACL Festival back in October, which really had a big impact on me because their show is just so amazing and so unique and just so energetic, and I just love their music, and I love their lyrics and the message that they send, and I really am a big fan of My Morning Jacket. Really, the main thing that I love about them is just their unique musical sound. And so that's something that I was really inspired by making this album, because it's really not able to be classified, because they're, you know, they put out some albums that are more rock and they put out some albums that are more folk-like. And but their sound is unique, you know, and I really, really was inspired by that. So My Morning Jacket would definitely be a big one. Let's see. Oh, another band that I really have loved watching is James Blake, and he's from England, and he actually played at ACL this last year as well, and he really doesn't have a music that's like anything else that I do, But he has a sound that's really, I look at artists, and I look at when I'm creating my music, I look at artists that are unique and that cannot really be classified as anything, because their sound is just so different from any of the just the pigeonholed genres, you know? And James Blake is like that. And are you familiar with James Blake?
No, that one I don't think I've heard at all.
Okay, well, you should definitely look him up if you get a chance. I can't really even classify him. He's very experimental with his music, but it a little of it has a little bit of a popish feel, but a little bit of it is just very mellow, like almost just like very, very mellow, not even rock. I don't know. I can't even classify him. He's experimental, and watching him on stage, he, like, plays all of his music. Like, he plays the keyboards, but his band is, like, playing through these electronics that they invented. But the music isn't, like, electronic music. It's coming out, like, this weird kind of mellow. I don't know. It's so difficult to classify. He's just amazing. And he's, like, one of the best singers I've ever heard in my life, too. So, I love him. I also love the Felice Brothers. I heard them at ACL a couple of years ago, and I think they were at Lala as well, and they play, their music is more folk, to the folk side of things, a little rock, but they have a fiddle and they have an accordion and stuff, but their music isn't like strict bluegrass or folk. It's almost leaning more towards just like a wacky rockish side, but they have all these different instruments, and their music is just very kind of carefree, but their lyrics are really great. So I love the Felice Brothers. I guess those would be three big ones for me.
Okay, cool. I know My Morning Jacket, but the rest I'll definitely have to take a look into. Sounds worth it.
Definitely.
You had mentioned that there are a lot of older influences, like the big name staple musicians that have influenced you. And there are others of those that you've toured with or played with or have even been taught or mentored by. Is there anyone that you have yet to work with, but you would jump at the opportunity to do so?
Oh, so many. so many. I've been really, really lucky to play. Like, one of my biggest influences is Willie Nelson. And so just to have had the opportunity to tour with him is just life-changing, you know. But I guess... Oh, if I had the opportunity to collaborate in any way with Tom Waits, I think my life would be complete, honestly. I have really, really big goals for myself, you know, and I really want to be a huge influence and have a huge impact on the music world, but I think that, I don't know, I mean, obviously the goals are huge, but if Tom Waits, like, said, do you want to, you know, like, I mean, write a song with me or play on this track on my album or tour there or anything, honestly, anything, I think I would be like, my life is complete. I can die now. It doesn't, like, everything, all my dreams came true. I love Tom Waits, and he's such an influence on me. So any opportunity to work with Tom Waits, I would love. I also love the Rolling Stones, and I love Keith Richards, and I would love to have the opportunity to share a stage with them. I just think, and I know that they have to lose their band sometimes, the more they're kind of countryed out sound. And I mean, I've also played rock music too. So any opportunity to get on stage and like to just jam out with Keith Richards, I would just love that. So, let's see. I guess those are the main two. But I also love Erykah Badu, and any opportunity to work with her would be just amazing. Even though she's not the same genre as I am, I admire her so much. So, yeah.
Yeah. All those would be really fun sounding to me.
Yes, definitely.
Cool. Well, outside of being on stage and performing in front of audiences, you've also done a little bit of work behind the scenes on your own record, being the co-producer for that. Are you interested in learning more about the technical sound engineering side of the music business as well?
I've learned a little bit about engineering and actual, like, the technical production of that. I'm not, that's not like a priority for me, but as far as producing, I mean, I'd like to be at the point one day where I can completely have artistic freedom to produce my own albums. And, you know, I obviously, you know, I love the opportunity to work with amazing producers, and, you know, with the next album, I would really, you know, I have like a few producers already that I am like, oh, I would love to work with him. But I'm just very, I know what I want my sound to be. And I know, you know, before even going into the studio, I'm not like, I don't go into the studio thinking, okay, I have this song, let's see what happens with this track. You know, I already have an exact sound in my mind, and I don't want it to be, I mean, I do a little bit of experimenting in the studio once the basis of tracks are down, but pretty much I know exactly what I want every song to sound like. And I'm very, you know, I think going into every studio, I'll always have my hand in the producing, you know, pot, whether that be me producing the album all on my own or working with another producer, just because I'm very particular about what I want my sound to be, which I think is a good thing. I think I would rather be like that than be an artist that is going to put everything at the hands of another person, you know, because I really understand my music and my lyrics, and I understand, you know, the message that I want to send. So I think that I'll always take a really big part in the production aspect of the album, just because it is so important to me, you know.
Right, yeah. It sounds like you've met a lot of your goals already, but like you said, you have big goals for yourself. You want to be a huge influence and have a big impact in the music world. But I also had read in your blog that in achieving that, you don't want to lose sight of yourself and who you are. So what is it that you want your future, where do you want your future to take you, or what do you envision for yourself at this point?
Well, I mean, ever since I was young and I started playing music, there's been really no, I mean, honestly, since I was 2 and 3 years old, I've had the same exact goal. And it honestly, the sky is the limit for me. Like, I want to be someone like the Rolling Stones, and I want to be someone like Johnny Cash and like the Beatles and like Radiohead. And I want to be one of those staples that has had such a huge influence on music and is so distinct and unique from anyone else, but that really altered a lot of sounds in the music business. And I want to be, you know, that big, and I want to be one of those people. But it's also important to me because I know I just see a lot of I see a lot of young people today kind of looking at celebrities and looking at stars and having really being sent the wrong message, and instead thinking that the goal of life is to be, you know, rich and beautiful and have a lot of friends and a lot of money. And, you know, instead I want them to be able to look at someone like me and see someone that has achieved their goals, but that someone that is famous for making a positive impact and not just famous for being rich and partying hard. You know, I want to be one of those people that helps to redefine really what it means to be a celebrity. And I want to be a really positive role model. And it's really important to me to influence other teenagers and other young people. And I do a lot of things. Even now, I do a lot of stuff playing in schools and stuff. And it's just important to me to kind of show them what it means that you can have goals, and they really you can achieve anything, but it's important to want to achieve something so you can make a positive impact, not just because you want to be famous, you know. So I want to help to be a positive role model for younger people, and also, you know, I just want to have a big influence, you know, on actual the sound of music as well.
All right. Excellent. Well, those sound like really good, inspirational big goals.
Thank you. I appreciate that. And I know that that's probably was really vague and really broad. It's difficult, you know, in the music business to know exactly what your path to getting to your goal is, just because it's so, you know, you really can't expect what's going to happen next, you know. And if you would have asked me 3 years ago what, you know, I would have had the same goals as I have now, but I would never have been able to tell you how I would have gotten to this point that I'm at now, you know? So, I mean, obviously, having Grammys is a goal, you know, I mean, that's for me, and, you know, all of those kind of goals, but I really don't even know at this point exactly what my path is going to be to getting to that goal. You know, there's so many different ways to become well-known in the music business now, you know, and all of that is changing so much. So I'll always have those broad goals, and I'm just kind of, you know, along for the ride as far as how I'm meant to get there, you know.
Yeah, that sounds excellent. Well, I is all I had for you, but thank you so much for calling and taking the time. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you, Angela. And again, I'm sorry we were a little late there. We're running around packing for Fort Worth, and I was like, oh my gosh, I've got a call. So I appreciate that. So thank you.
Oh, yeah. No worries. I hope that goes well and that you're a little bit in Finland there is a fun time also. And hopefully we'll see you come through Colorado one of these days.
Yes, definitely. I love Colorado, so I hope so.
Yeah, we'll keep an eye out and hopefully we'll see you then. But good luck to you and thank you again.
Okay, thank you so much.
All right, you're welcome. Bye.
Bye.